Thank you for listening to Baptiste Power Vinyasa Flow Yoga with Carrie Doherty. Carrie is a Tier 3 certified Baptiste Power Yoga instructor living in Portland, Oregon. If you'd like to support this free content, please consider joining my Patreon and leaving a comment and review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or YouTube. If you'd like to learn more, visit my website at www.luminousrecoveryyoga.com. Hello, my friend. Thank you for joining. Let's practice. Begin in child's pose. Open your knees. Stretch your arms long in front of you. Rest your forehead on the floor. Take a big, full breath in and a full breath out. Two more breaths like that, in through your nose, out of your nose. One more. Make your way to downward facing dog. Once you get to downward dog, swim around in your downward dog a little bit. Bend your knees, sway your hips, ground your hands into the earth. Set your eyes to one point and breathe. Pick your heels up off the floor, bend your knees deep, look forward. Step to the top of your mat. Find a halfway lift. Lengthen the crown of your head forward. Take a full inhale. Ragdoll pose. Bow forward over your thighs. Catch your elbows. Soften your knees and sway from side to side. Take a little bit of movement in this passive forward fold. Shake your head out, yes and no. Release your elbows, catch your hips, stand up. Reach your arms over your head, look at your fingers. Take a full inhale and exhale. One more big full inhale. Bow forward with your exhaled breath. Find a halfway lift. Lengthen your spine. Take a full breath in. Come to all fours, a tabletop position. Take a couple rounds of cat-cow. Move your body and your breath. Find a little fluid motion in your spine. And just move your body in a way that feels natural and comfortable to you. Make your way back to a neutral position, downward facing dog. Take your right leg behind you. Stretch your leg back like you could stamp your heel on the wall behind you. Step your foot to your right thumb. High crescent lunge. You also have permission to drop your back knee to the floor and take low crescent lunge. Set your eyes forward. Find one unmoving point to place your eyes. Stretch your arms long over your head and find the breath in through your nose and out of your nose. Put your left hand on the floor, look up at the ceiling over your right shoulder, and stretch your right fingertips to the sky if that feels comfortable. If your knee is on the floor, you might straighten your leg and pick your knee up and create a low lunge twist. You decide. Stay for a breath in and a breath out. open up to warrior two. Sweep your arms open front to back. Reposition your feet. Your front heel lines up with your back arch. Keep a nice deep bend in your front knee and set your eyes forward. Take a breath in and a breath out. Reverse your warrior. Take your right fingertips up and back. Open your right side body, but keep that bend in your front knee. Take a big breath in and a breath out. Extended side angle. T your arms to 6 and 12 from the floor to the ceiling. A block outside of the right fingertips is an excellent tool for extended side angle. Stretch the crown of your head forward and keep that nice deep bend in your front knee. Take a big breath in and out. Come back to all fours. This time we'll take camel pose. Stand up on your knees, put your hands on your hips. First, take a big breath in to lift the front side body. And gently exhale, press your hips forward, lift your heart up to the ceiling, pull your elbows in towards your spine. Take a breath in and a breath out. Slowly come back up to a neutral position. Plant your hands, downward facing dog. Take your left leg behind you, long in that leg. Step your foot through high crescent lunge. Always permission to drop your back knee and take a low lunge. Reach your arms up over your head, set your eyes forward, and find the breath in through your nose and out of your nose. Put your right hand on the floor for a twist. Look up at the ceiling over your left shoulder and maybe stretch your fingertips all the way up to the sky. If your knee is on the floor, you always have permission to straighten that leg and pick your knee up. Breath in. Breath out. Warrior two, sweep open. Ground your feet. Stretch your fingertips wide and your arms long. Look forward over your extended middle finger. Breath in. Breath out. Reverse warrior. Left arm comes up to the sky. Keep that bend in your knee and open up your whole left side body. Big breath in. Big breath out. Extended side angle. Arms reach forward, 6 and 12. Fingertips reach up to the sky and down towards the floor. A block is a really handy tool here. Set your eyes to one point. Take a full breath in and out. Make your way to all fours. Take a round or two of cat-cow. Now come to lie down on your back. We'll take a brief shavasana. Lift your shoulders up to your ears and roll them down your back. Let your feet flop out towards the sides, heavy and easy. Close your eyes if that's comfortable. And just allow yourself to be still for a moment. There is nothing to do, and there is nowhere to go. There is only this moment right here. Give yourself permission to be still. Take a big, full, deep breath in and out. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Circle your ankles and your wrists. And take a big, full body stretch. Hug your knees into your chest. Roll over to a comfortable side. And then gently make your way up to a seat. Bring your palms to touch at the center of your chest. And just pause here a moment. Now pull your thumbs to the center of your forehead and gently bow your head towards your heart. In honor of you and me and this practice that we share, I bow to you, dear friend, and say namaste.